Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday the 9th of September. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And we need to try and keep landlords in the market.
Calls for a dedicated rental court to sort out tenancy disputes and body of missing Irishman found in Sardinia. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a rental court should be established in Ireland to protect renters and landlords. That's according to the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland, who's calling on the government in its pre-budget submission to set up a dedicated body to deal with rental disputes. The SCSI says it wants to see tenants and landlords protected. President Kevin Hollingsworth says the main issues need to be dealt with.
One of the first things that has to be done, in our opinion, is to set up a dedicated rental court to deal with main issues, which are tenants overholding, which is not giving the property back at the end of the lease, the landlords not giving back deposits. The lack of resolution about these key issues are causing significant concerns to all parties.
The body of an Irishman has been found after he went missing on Sardinia in Italy. He was hiking with his brothers when he decided to go his own way when he went missing. The 39-year-old disappeared on Friday. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it is aware of the case and is providing consular assistance. A man will appear in court this morning charged in connection with the serious assault of a woman in Dublin. She was seriously injured in the alleged attack at a home in Clonshock on Saturday. The woman in her 30s is being treated at Beaumont Hospital. A man in his 40s who was arrested is due before the Criminal Courts of Justice at 10:30. It's reported the mother of the Georgia shooting suspect called the school, warning of an extreme emergency 30 minutes before he allegedly opened fire. 14-year-old Colt Gray is accused of shooting dead two students and two teachers near Atlanta last Wednesday. It comes after authorities also charged the suspect's father, Colin Gray, with second-degree murder, manslaughter and child cruelty. More than half of adults feel fearful when they hear the term palliative care. Research released today shows 8 in 10 think about care at end of life during Palliative Care Week. All Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care CEO Karen Charmley says people need to hear about the benefits of palliative care.
During Palliative Care Week, we are encouraging individuals and communities to learn more about palliative care support and how it supports quality of life for people with life-limiting conditions by meeting their physical, social, emotional and spiritual needs.
Clean, loose and dry are just some of the terms people don't understand when it comes to recycling. New findings from Repack shows despite good intentions, households are still getting it wrong. More than 2,000 people were tested on their recycling knowledge, with 88% of those believing they were doing a great job. CEO of Repack, Zoe Kavanagh, says everyday items are easily recycled.
Basic household materials, a bleach bottle, only 29% knew how to correctly dispose of them. It should be empty, it has the lid on, and it should actually go into the recycling bin. Another example is cereal box, 41% dispose of these incorrectly. What you're actually supposed to do is separate the plastic cereal bag from the box, flatten the box, and put them both into the recycling bin.
The demand for electric vehicles across the world is slowing down. 27% of motorists say charging facilities are their biggest concern. Also topping the list is battery replacement, followed by range anxiety. Julianne Corkery from EY, who carried out the report, says they feel demand is still there for EVs despite the findings.
EY undertake a global mobility index on an annual basis. It surveys about 19,000 participants across different countries. And what it is showing is probably a slowdown in growth of a fully electric EV vehicles. However, I think the demand for fully electric has actually slightly increased from 2023 to be about 24% of those intending to buy vehicles.
In entertainment news, the headline act for next year's Super Bowl halftime show has been announced. 17-time Grammy winner Kendrick Lamar will perform on US sports' biggest stage in February. He's no stranger to the event himself, having appeared alongside Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre back in 2022. Previous years have seen Usher, Rihanna and The Weeknd all act as headliners. And in sport, Team Ireland is flying back from the Paralympics today. They're expected to land at Dublin Airport shortly after 2 o'clock this afternoon. 35 athletes were selected to compete in 9 different sports. Ireland came away with 6 medals. Junior Sports Minister Thomas Byrne says a homecoming is planned towards the end of this month.
Look, there will be a homecoming before the end of September, and we're already working on that to have an official government welcome at Farmley House in all likelihood before the end of the month.
And speaking from the Stade de France last night, Team Ireland chef de mission Nessa Russell praised our Paralympic athletes.
Paris has put on an absolutely spectacular sporting show and life show indeed for a lot of us. So the performances for me have been really honest. It's an exact baseline of where we were, and I think it's been really successful. We've had 6 medals, we've had 6 fourth places, something like 35 top 8. So the team has done enormously well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.